I have the privilege of aiming high and know the delight of arriving there. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. I have the privilege of aiming high and know the delight of arriving there. What is the privilege of aiming high? What's the privilege of of thinking fabulous concepts and then achieving them? Well, the privilege of doing this is the idea that there's nothing that's impossible for us to accomplish if we have it in our mind, if we have it in our thought. And our problem mainly in life is that we don't aim high enough. We don't aspire to what we really can achieve. And the reason that we don't aspire to it is we don't aim for it. And so long as we don't aim for it, we won't arrive there. What might be some things that we would aim for to achieve in our life? Well, one of the things might be peace of mind. Does anyone want peace of mind? Does anyone feel that that's a desirable something to look forward to? You say, well, that's not so difficult to come by, peace of mind. I mean, it's not like creating the atomic bomb or an airplane or some other thing. With peace of mind, the great creations are there too. Without peace of mind, all the great creations of the world just pass you by because you are not harmonious with yourself and it doesn't come. How do we go about creating peace of mind? How do we aim high for that goal of peace of mind? Well, it's a matter of aiming within. And when we aim within, then everything works out just perfect. When we aim without, then we have great achievements that we are always looking for, always wanting to accomplish. But when we look within ourselves, and when we look within ourselves, and we look at the choice we have of being our own divine and wonderful self, then everything else falls into place. What is the biggest evidence of the lack of peace of mind? The biggest evidence of the lack of peace of mind is when we feel unsure of ourselves, when we feel insecure, when we feel that life is not treating us well. That is the perfect evidence of the lack of peace of mind. And peace of mind is just what it says. We go after looking at our inner self and say to ourselves, I am at peace. Now, we have our morning om, and we all hold each other in one massive lump of humanity, and we say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And when we say, I like me, say, I like me, we put the cause in motion that I like me. Now, when we say, I like me, does that mean that instantly we like ourselves? That instantly we are happy with who we are? Or does it mean that we are putting a new cause in motion? And the new cause in motion sometimes takes a little while to bring itself forth, because we have had the old cause and given it a lot of power for a long time. So let's just say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And when we say, I like me, we are saying that the peace of mind is happening. And when we say the peace of mind is happening, then we are putting that sort of a cause into motion, and we are putting that sort of a problem into motion of having the lack of peace of mind. But when we say, I like me, We are saying, this person who I am is a good person. This person who I am is a desirable person. This person who I am is a worthwhile person. And you see, those are all the things that we want to start developing in our consciousness. And as soon as we start developing them in our consciousness, then we start reaping the harvest of what it means to be a person that likes itself. Now, how many people have you met in the world who like themselves? And what kind of people were they? Were they people who were content? Were they people who enjoyed their own company? Were they people who were out trying to bust the world? Were they out trying to solve the world's problems? Were they out trying to take care of something outside of themselves? Or were they just content within themselves? And did you admire that? And you think, gee, that person really has it all well put together. That person is in charge of themselves and is very content and peaceful. What a wonderful way to be. I'd love to be like that. You know, I'd love to have that inner contentment, that peace of mind. And it has nothing to do with whether you are an accomplished musician or a good mother or father or whether you're good in your family or your business or whatever. It only matters that you're good in yourself. And when you're good in yourself, then nothing else matters. But everything else is well done, but nothing else matters. The difficulty we have is that we are trained to look in the outer. We're trained to take care of our brother. We're trained to take care of everything outside of ourselves. Unfortunately, how many parents sit down quietly at the dinner table and say, all right, let's all hold hands now and let's become quiet for a little while? I don't want to become quiet. I don't want to sit here at the table. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Well, you see, who says that? The parents. But when the parents say, hey, let's sit down quietly and hold hands, a time for us to love ourselves and shine that love out. Not love you, not love you, not love you, but love yourself. And shine that love out and be at peace. And when you're at peace, then the miracles begin to happen. Then you treat yourself with respect and you treat everyone else with respect. When you're at peace, you treat the whole world as though everything's okay and everything is nice. Not the world is filled with problems, but everything is wonderful. And this is such a fabulous thing. It's such a marvelous peace of mind attitude that is something that we all want to train ourselves in. And we haven't been trained by our parents to do that. We haven't been trained by our friends to do that. We haven't been trained by anyone else. You go to your friend's house, and you're in school, and your friend says, sure, come on in. And the friend says, sit on the bed there, I'm doing my homework. Oh, we'll do that later. No, you sit on the bed, I'm doing my homework. So you sit down in the bed and you play with whatever is there, and you watch your friend diligently doing his homework, concentrating on his homework. And then you say, hey, and your friend says, now look, you came a little early, so please respect my quiet time while I do my homework, because this way my mind and my attention is entirely on my own, and I can do it very quickly and very wonderfully. But if I'm going to be diverted by your presence and by your talking to me, I won't get my work done. Well, where'd you learn to do stuff like that? You know, oh, my mommy taught me that. Well, interesting. Is that why you get all good grades in school? I don't know. I get good grades in school, I think, because I like school. Because I like my classes. I like my subjects. I like my teachers. Well, you don't have the terrible teachers that I have. Hey, look it. We both are taking the same subjects. We're both having the same teachers. We're both doing the same courses. I like my courses because my mother and dad tell me how wonderful it is to have that knowledge in my mind and the things that I can do when I know these things. And so I just like it. Well, my dad says he hates geography and geometry and stuff like that. And my mom says, she's rotten at English and she can't stand this and that. Oh, well, that's unfortunate. My mom and dad say they love learning. They love education. They love these things. Oh. Interesting. Very interesting. Now, please, you sit quietly on my bed there while I finish my homework, and then we'll work together. Well, could you teach me to like my subjects and to do my homework like you do? It's not something you teach. It's something you want to do. Well, could you teach me anyhow? Sure, I'll work with you. But let me finish my homework first. So, our friend finishes his homework. And when it's done, now it's time to play. And the other kid says, okay, come on, let's get a bat and ball, let's go out. No. You want me to teach you about learning how to study. So now, let's just sit quietly and prepare for study. Prepare for study. Where's your books? And where's... Just sit quietly and say, I know that I know that I know God in me is the answer. I know that I know that I know. I am peace. I am relaxed. I like myself. I have peace of mind. And so the friend says, wow, that's different, you know. And so he practices it. And he listens. And it's something that works instantaneously, really. And so then he says, all right, now let's look at the studies. Just a minute. Just a minute. I want you to be really relaxed. And so they sit for a few minutes. And the other boy is fidgeting because he's not used to sitting for a few minutes and being quiet. So the other boy says, okay, now here's what mommy teaches me to do. And so step by step, he shows his friend what his mom teaches him to do. And he says, geography is so fascinating. You travel all over the world and you learn where people live and what kind of houses they have and what kind of schools they go to. Wow, that's neat, neat stuff. And the boy next door says, I never thought of it that way. Oh, yeah, but that's the way it is. And then they move on to geometry. And the boy says, now you see, here's how you do these things. Now, you may wonder why I'm such an exquisite basketball player. And I am. Because I know that the incident of the angle equals the angle, which brings me about to the perfect point to throw the basket. What's that? You just throw it. You aim, you know, you shoot. No, no. You think of where you are. You think of what the ball must do, how far the ball must travel to get to the basket. But you do this quickly, you know. And then you know that you cannot have it to the right or to the left because it's got to be pretty much to the center to spin on into the net, you know, into the basketball net. And then you think into the net. You think into the net. And so the ball goes on just the trajectory that you want it to go. What's trajectory? Trajectory is the path that it goes up and down to go into the net. Oh, trajectory. Oh, is that what? Oh, I like trajectory. And little by little, school becomes fascinating. But he has this wonderful neighbor, this wonderful friend, who takes the time to share with him what his mother shared with him. Because he knows it didn't happen by accident. It happened because his mommy and daddy cared. And the other boy's mother and father, they probably cared too, but they didn't know it when they were saying when they said they didn't like something because he immediately wanted to take that on. So, when you aim high, you get the right trajectory, you know, and you put your basket right, in the ball right into the basket, right where you want it to go. And you know that it's a great delight in arriving there. I have the privilege of aiming high and know the delight of arriving there. And I aim high at peace of mind, and I arrive there. Not because someone else does something, but because I do something. Because I am at peace within my own mind. Think of these things and enjoy them And let them be part of your world and part of your life. And realize that you're in charge, always. I love you. I love you. I love you.